Hours of Moments. It is 7:02 p.m. 7:02 p.m. And I've already begun my workday, even though my workday does not begin for another 24 hours. I can't stop my mind from fidgeting. I can't stop my brain from containing my fidgeting mind. I can't stop my imagination from promising myself I'll accomplish more tomorrow than I or anybody could possibly accomplish. So many ideas keep coursing through me. Ideas that are seemingly logical, supposedly worthwhile, apparently brilliant, even hopefully possible. Will I do something tomorrow that will make something else happen, that will make something else happen, that will eventually lead to something better? Or will time compress itself and make me only think I can accomplish things that I've dreamed about 1,000 other times? What about time? The length of a moment is constantly changing. Regardless of what physics tells us about time being mostly consistent or even mostly non-existent, some moments can take hours to pass. Some moments can be filled with 100 ideas and fears and hoped-for joys, while other moments pass so fast I hardly have time to count the fears and joys before they evaporate. Time is flexible. It stretches and contracts according to the mind's priorities and proclivities. Doesn't it? So much more can happen in a moment than a moment can actually contain. But it's never apparent till the moment has slipped past the guardhouse and headed for the horizon, uncatchable, unrepeatable. What is my proof that all this is true? This thing about time being flexible and moments being hours and hours being moments? What is my proof? Well, let's see. What time is it now? It is 7:03 p.m. 7:03 p.m.